Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we have to be careful with this story.
Okay.
Because this is someone Kimmy and I
are this chick?
Acquainted with. Oh, okay. Bro, yeah. Everybody listening, most people listening, whether you know it or not, knows somebody that's doing
at my age, I want to see the old bangers making money with. What?
This time of year, people.
Only grannies?
This time of year.
Yeah.
People need extra cash.
Oh, yeah.
And this woman that Kimmy and I know, she is in her early 30s, decided to put the tools that God gave her to work.
So she's fine.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Well, you got to be fine.
All right, so she joined OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're unfamiliar with OnlyFans because you lived under a rock for the last 5 years, it is a site where anybody, as an amateur, can take pictures, mostly raunchy pictures,
yeah,
videos, things like that, and post them for people to pay money and subscribe to their feed.
Because they pay directly. I want to see you.
You got it.
Okay.
Yes. So,
just testing the waters.
Yep. This woman wanted to keep it classy. Not too raunchy.
Okay.
A lot of lingerie,
right.
A nip slip here, a nip slip there, but no actual sexual content.
No private parts.
Well, and none of her like having sex, right? It was, nipples are private part, so I guess.
Yeah. I was thinking more, cooch and butt.
So according to Cooch and Butt, one of my favorite morning shows.
Yeah, they ran them out of town.
So according to several articles about OnlyFans, most of the profiles are exactly what we just described. A little bit of lingerie, nip slip here, but nothing like that's like straight up. Not a lot that's like straight up.
It's more pin-up stuff.
You got it. And again, she is a very good-looking woman.
Yeah, so she should have cleaned up.
She started doing this a couple months ago. She took some pics, posted them, and waited for the money to roll in. And she waited. And she waited.
Well, did they tell you how you get paid? Because I'm guessing like you get a percentage of the money that the guys are willing to spend on you.
I think they get 20%. Could you Google
that? Wait, they only get 20%?
No, OnlyFans gets
20%. Oh, all right.
I could be wrong.
All right, so she should get it. I mean, was she getting hits?
After 6 months, this woman was only making about $100 a month on average, showing off her body.
So she wasn't getting a lot of people interested.
She anticipated she was going to have like thousands of dollars a month rolling.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's putting up very generic stuff that there might be a ton of that out there.
Okay.
I would think to his point, it's got to be so oversaturated by now.
With just lingerie shots. No, I mean, unless you step up.
You don't understand what he's trying to set up here.
What am I setting up?
I already see the stupid smile on your face. What are you setting up, buddy?
You know what I'm saying,
bro.
What are you saying? You got to show the goods, baby.
She doesn't want to do sexual content.
I'm not saying sexual, but you may have to show more of your body.
Of your sexual parts.
Or, yes.
Yeah, so she doesn't want to do that. That's where her line is.
Yeah, but you...
Kimmy?
OnlyFans takes 20%.
I'm sad that I knew that off the top of my head.
20% cut from all creator earnings.
Well, listen, man, I mean, you got to... beavers eat. Beaver gets paid. Nips, nothing. Nips. What are you, Farrah Fawcett on a poster?
That's the most popular poster in mankind history.
Besides that.
So Kimmy and I were talking about this off mic the other day.
About beavers eat?
Well, like this, no, this woman, because I, Kimmy, I'll be honest with you. I anticipated this woman being as good looking as she is. And but she had professional, like this is not like in front of a bathroom mirror. Like,
so she went to a photographer.
Yes, well, she knew someone that was a photographer.
So the lighting, everything, all of this stuff. The like, background.
I anticipated she was going to make money with this, Kimmy, and the fact that she's only making $100 a month was very surprising to me.
I guess my question is, because I don't know how any of that works, even if you are like a good looking person and maybe like there are people out there that would like your content, how do you promote yourself?
So you
unless you want people to know or don't care if people know. But it's kind of hard to do this and keep it a secret at the same time because you're only hurting yourself. Because
most people put it on Instagram and then say, follow me on OnlyFans, right?
Could be.
Yeah, you creepy old man.
Well, I ain't. So she ain't.
I heard somewhere from somebody else. I was only there asking for directions to get away from
I saw Trump talking about it on 60 Minutes. But if she ain't doing that, how is she going
to
get fans?
That's
the thing. Like, yeah, you'd have to be
Facebook.
Willing to promote it to people you know, essentially.
All right, so
or not being afraid if they find out.
So the question Kimmy and I fell upon here with this girl that we know that is doing this, you know, how much money would you have to make to keep doing what this woman is doing? Because to her, this money is not even close to worth what she is doing. So she shut it down. She's no longer doing OnlyFans. And Kimmy, everyone has a number. All right, so I'm going to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and keep in mind how uncomfortable it's going to get based on what Tommy just said.
Yep.
To go lingerie and an occasional nip slip on OnlyFans, how much would you have to make a month on average to make it worth it for you?
$10,000
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't happening on a nipple. You ain't getting 10G on a nipple.
You asked my price.
Kimmy's nipples
price.
Are not worth $10,000? sounds like every bully in an 80s movie.
I don't know what they would bear on the open market.
Say what you want to say.
Kimmy said.
We just broke down my husband's nipples yesterday.
This is a lot of nipple talk this week. No,
by the way, I got a lot of texts about that.
Well, he's got.
I had to explain some things.
I mean, I just asked Kimmy if you are willing to show a nipple or two, how much money would you need? She said $10,000. You scoffed at that. So how much are Kimmy's nipples worth, do you think? Monthly. Oh, look, she picks up the phone. You bitch. You bitch. She can't hear you.
Do they take food stamps?
She got snap nipples?
Yeah. Good luck at snapping them.
Those are Kimmy's nipples.
But yeah, you forced Kimmy's nipples.
You have the independence on and the ability to speak for yourself. Okay.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable now. We just listened to 2 minutes of the Creep Cap, and this is what makes you uncomfortable.
So it turns out the story of our friend here
is
much more common than the stories you see of people making tens of thousands of dollars.
So most people ain't making it.
The average OnlyFans creator right now makes around $150 a month. But even that is inflated because the tiny fraction of OnlyFans models that make millions a year jack that average up. What really sucks, however, is what our friend, Kimmy and I, our friend here, found out the hard way. You can't be sure how much you're going to make until you expose yourself.
Right.
Out with everybody. Right. So, like, you know, Kimmy, if someone were to come
can't
to you.
Can't half-ass it.
You gotta go full ass.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is, let's say somebody comes to your wife, if you're a guy, or you as a woman, if you're listening, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, and says, I will give you $1,000 a month if you take these photos. You have the ability to weigh the pros and the cons before you say, okay.
Yeah.
In this case, you know, people are worried about their reputations. And even in today's society, there are things you will not be able to do, jobs you will not be able to get, people that will judge you if they find out you had this OnlyFans account. So you will expose all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, you are. It's a risk.
You're rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Big time rolling the dice. And I kind of feel bad for this woman because, like, I'm not going to judge you if you go do OnlyFans.
But you put it all out there.
And it was something she was worried about.
Yeah.
To your point, she did it tastefully, so she shouldn't be embarrassed.
Yeah. But I think. But
she's not squirting hand lotion in her chest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she did it tastefully.
Okay. So like,
I think it's more the fact that now people know you were. I don't even think it matters what you put out there. Just I could see her being worried that now she has a reputation of being on OnlyFans. Like that's enough to bother her.
No, you're right. 252-WCMF 252-9263. I don't want to do this, but we're gonna do this. Got a lot of guys waiting on hold. Let's talk to Nick. He's on CMF. Hey Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, this is Nicky Nips?
Snap Nips Nick.
So you guys kind of touched on this, but you can actually look up the stats on all of this, and 90% of the people on OnlyFans make less than $1,000 a month.
So you said 90% make less than $1,000 a month?
Yeah.
Well, because so what's weird is I think her idea was, like, I think she was shooting for $1,000 a month. Like, she was willing to do this for an extra $12,000 a year.
Which is crazy. That's crazy. $12,000, that's not even a living. How are you going to, like...
But it's side action.
You got to be pulling at least 10.
But it's side living.
I mean, Nick, look,
Just to take a couple of photos.
Are you married? Are you girlfriend? What do you got?
Girlfriend.
Okay, so how old are you?
35.
All right, everybody's got a number. Nick, for you to be okay with your girlfriend doing OnlyFans, how much would she have to make a month?
I mean, I guess that's kind of more up to her than it is to me.
Okay, that's a good answer. But if she comes to you and goes, and she asked you that question, what would it be?
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say until you're in it.
Oh, look at you. You bitch. You got a lot to say a second ago, Nick. Snap nips, Nick. Had a lot to say a second ago.
Like I just said, we're talking at least 10 a month.
Okay.
Kimmy was on the right track. We're talking at least 10 a month. And even that, like, come on.
He even did the creepy at least. At least.
But you got to be really putting some stuff out there to be pulling down that kind of number.
Nick, thanks for the call. No, not necessarily. I don't know.
There are some like niche things that people claim they make money off of, like
more fetish stuff.
Like feet stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, common that is.
Okay, so there's a website called Foot Finder. I'm learning all of these new things recently.
Yeah.
They're like fetish.
It's been around a while.
Yeah, so Foot Finder is a foot fetish site. And like you can search it by like different
types of feet.
Yes. You told me this the other day and I was like, what the hell? I didn't even know there were different types of feet.
Yeah.
But I guess you have to pay to be on Foot Finder.
Oh, really?
Like you have to initially pay up front to be on Foot Finder.
To have your feet on Foot Finder.
So there's like a fee.
It's like a membership.
A fee.
Just to put your feet out there.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That doesn't seem like it'd be worth it.
All right. Bill writes us. He lives down in Florida. He says, there is a woman that has her truck wrapped in her OnlyFans ad. The school where her kids go do not want her to drop her kids off in that truck. I think I saw this story.
Welcome to Florida.
252 WCMF. All right. We have no experience with this, Kimmy. We are living vicariously through this woman that we know.
Yeah.
We may have someone who has more information.
Oh.
Tina's on CMF. Hey, Tina, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
So I can tell you that, yes, your friend is probably busting her butt to do what she can, and she probably is only making minimal.
Okay, how would you know this, Tina?
Experience.
Okay, no, look, nobody's judging here, and nobody knows who you are, so don't worry about it. Because I am very curious about this. Tina, when did you decide to try this yourself?
About 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, and what was your expectation? Okay, first of all, when it comes to what you were posting, what kind of content are we talking?
It started out similar to your friend.
Okay.
And then kind of escalated, but it's how she sets everything up.
What do you mean by that?
There's a lot that goes into it.
Well, are you talking about your personal videos or the actual business?
Both.
Because the more you put into it, I guess, the more money you would make, both literally and figuratively.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
All right, so Tina, when you started to escalate, did you see an increase in earnings?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still doing this?
Yes.
You know why? Tina stepped up. She stepped up. She played the game.
All right, Tina, how old are you?
44.
44 years old. And there is a market for what you are offering.
Yes.
All right. Beavers eat.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm very married.
Okay, you're married.
Damn.
So let's talk about that.
Interesting.
Was this a decision you made? Was this something that you guys sat down together and discussed? How did that go?
Yeah, we talked about it and I was very, very nervous and like I really was against it at first, and then the more we talked about it, I was like, all right, let's just give it a whirl and see what happens. And
was this
here we are like 4 years later, 3 years later.
Was this his idea to begin with?
No. Yeah, kind of. I don't know. I think we just like talked about it. It was like in the middle of COVID and I kind of was like panicking about losing my job and like, you know, feeling everything that everyone else was feeling, and I was just like, we should just do this, like ha ha ha.
And then you did.
And here we are.
Does he participate in the content with you?
He helps take pictures and, like, help, like, set things up, and you know, like he helped.
But he's not like a stunt. He's not like a
more
stunt
like
dog.
A manager behind the scenes guy.
Okay, yeah,
yeah, but he knows what guys want to look at.
He's
so
like
he
the,
would know.
He's like the fat guy in the suit that walks out with Hulk Hogan, yeah. Right? You know what I mean? He's not in the.
But that's the way to do it.
Did you guys have an expectation for like what you would make initially? Like, was there any like if I don't make this, I'm not going to keep doing it? Discussion?
No, oh. No. I will also say that it turned into more of like a I'm just doing this for fun.
Oh, so you actually enjoy it now?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with it.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking,
yeah, come on, let's get down to it.
I appreciate your candor, Tina. This is all very informative because I know there are people listening that have considered this. Right now, what are you making on average a month?
A month, and I like $450.
Okay, so $5,000 a year, or $5,000 a month? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, like 100.
Oh, $400 to $500 a month.
Yeah,
Tommy's face just sunk.
Still, that's still like a good chunk of change that you didn't.
$500 a month for just showing a couple of shots.
Yeah, and I also don't really like try.
By the way, that's most women. That's most women with their husbands at 44.
I'm
don't
also
feel
like not. But here's the thing: like you can set your page up very differently. Like you can have a paid page, so you can continuously get money coming in, right?
Okay. But do you take like requests from people? Because I think that's where the big money is.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, what's the average request, Tina?
I don't think I can say that on the air.
Well, let's give it a shot. And Kimmy's got a button we can hit if you say it the wrong way.
There's a lot of, as Tommy would say, beaver requests.
Okay.
All right.
There's a lot of requests for things to go
places.
In, like,
okay, stuff. I gotcha. Okay, gotcha, right. gotcha. Do you?
Do they send you toys to use?
Now I'm uncomfortable.
No, because I know some guys
now
will say.
Very specific.
Bye, everybody. Have a good rest of the show. No, we're trying to dance around. We're trying to be subtle.
No, but do they just send you toys to use? How is that?
Yeah.
How is that a sledgehammer?
She said yes.
They can.
Okay.
I mean, if you set it up that way.
But you would get more money for that, right?
Yeah, because then they buy it for you, too.
And she gets to keep it.
Look at that.
It's like a Happy Meal.
How much?
Yeah.
If you want to send it back to the. Because I would think, as a perv, if I sent you a little plastic pal to have fun with, I would want you to send it back to me soiled because I'm a pervert. I would think you could charge more money for that.
Oh, yeah.
There's
100%.
Look, you could send your poop in a box to the doctor. I think you could send a sticky dildo back to somebody.
How is that anything like that?
Well, you guys are making such a horrified face.
No, because like everyone understands this is a thing, and you just have to say it out loud, and that's unnecessary.
Kind of the job.
All of it is. No, it's not. Nobody asked you to do this.
I feel like I'm listening to a conversation between an OnlyFans model and like the guy that subscribes.
Thank you. That's why it's uncomfortable.
Well, this is good. This is good. We're learning, Pat. We're learning.
I'm not having fun right now.
Why not?
All right.
Tina's out of ball.
I love how Tommy's like, so hypothetically,
can you imagine if you rub one out?
If somebody were to send you something.
Can you imagine if you could, for a guy, you could rub one out and then send the catch rag back to the person and they pay you extra for it?
I'm not saying it's not a good deal for her. It's you describing it that's bothering me. All right, Tina, before I let you go, one more question.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
Have you been recognized in person from your OnlyFans account?
I don't think so, but I also try really, really hard to not show my face.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Or her beef.
No, beef is what got her paid. Beef gets...
No, but, you know, you might recognize the beef.
Hey, Tina, by the way, you know, we're always here to help. Would you like to plug your OnlyFans for
people
that are listening? Because I'm sure people are curious.
No, but tell your friend to call me if she has any questions.
All right, Tina, thank you for all the information. I really appreciate it.
All right, have a good day, guys.
All right, there goes Tina. It's like I told you, everybody listening to this show probably knows someone, whether you know it or not, that does or has done this.
But look at the amount of work she's doing for $500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think you're making $10,000 a month?
Well, but they kind of sell you that to get these models in there, right? Yeah. Like OnlyFans, you have the potential to make by doing.
But I'm guessing those people have huge social followings.
Yeah.
Like nationally and internationally.
She said she doesn't like try, like she could do more, I guess, is what she was implying. So she's making that money without a ton of effort.
Yeah. Well, there's a little effort. You know.
Look at all these creep-ass bitch dicks on our Instagram.
Bitch dicks.
Duff NWC. Well, you know, this discussion started with Kimmy and I's friend. Mm-hmm. The amount of men that are asking, Chase writes us, plug the link on the radio so we can see her. The friend that we have has pulled down her
she
only.
Have
oh,
anymore.
She's out?
Yeah, because she wasn't making the money that she thought she was going to. All right. So, look, if this is something you're considering, I mean, you just heard it from, you know, the story that we told about our friend and from Tina here. the income is maybe not what you think it was going to be. And if you are worried about that reputation.
Yeah, could hurt you.
There you go.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Didn't we already see this story?
What's that?
There's a strange pattern emerging at one specific store, and not even a location. Like this store, they have multiple locations all over the country. It doesn't make any sense on the surface why these two stories we had would go together unless the Break Room Detective Agency can start to piece together why people at this place would be more likely to get creepy inside than any other store in America.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the Break Room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, 3 weeks ago. We told you about a story, an incident at a Dollar General. Do you remember this story?
Did somebody do something creepy?
Yep. A 59-year-old man.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Went to the,
what could he have possibly have done?
According to police, he went to the counter to purchase an item at the Dollar General. And while he was there, he allegedly took out his dong.
Dollar dong.
He hit her with the donger general. So we discussed this story. Tommy made his jokes.
Yeah,
we moved on.
Yeah.
Well, today we have another tale of Dollar General
creep. Wait, another?
Dollar General Dong?
Yep. One of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs, Dollar General Dong.
Bradley served in Vietnam.
This time, the suspect is 25 years old.
Well, at least we're more age appropriate.
And it happened in Seneca County. Authorities say the man entered the store and then, and I quote, subjected an unwilling employee to a photo of his genitals.
So like he whipped out his phone, I guess?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Excuse me, can you help me find this? So he ended up leaving the store without getting arrested.
Yeah.
Police were able to locate him later. He was arrested without incident, charged with public lewdness, and has a court date coming up. And Kimmy, you saw this story and you were scratching your head about it a little bit.
Yeah, the age. The age is surprising to me.
Yeah, because you said age appropriate. I would think 59 is more age appropriate than 25.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing creepy old man, creepy young man. Nobody wants to see an old man in...
Oh, you're saying you'd prefer to see a young dong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Young creep, look at my phone.
Young dong, get out of my store. Get away, young dong.
I just would think a kid knows the consequences of that more than an adult.
I don't know.
When
kids
it comes
are
to
dumb.
Stuff on your phone.
Kids but he is 25, though.
Yeah, he's 25.
It is funny, though, like if both the allegations are true, how the technology even shows up in age gaps with genitals, right?
Yeah.
And, like, there may be a few reasons why you go the phone route instead of the old school way. One, it's probably easier to get away with if you
want to. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because, like, you get just as much excitement if you're into this kind of thing. And if no one else sees what's on your phone, it is now your word against that person's word.
True.
In the first story we have, if the penis comes out, everyone standing around is able to see
it. You're exposed.
It's a more personal penis.
Yeah.
The second reason why this guy may go phone instead of physical is that on
the weather.
a little chilly. Kimmy, he may not have actually been showing his penis.
Oh, I see what you're
passing
saying.
Off another penis.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, Tommy, most men are not happy with their penis.
No, that's true.
Right? We want something longer.
We always want more.
Yeah. So exposing yourself can be a drag if they're less shocked and more amused mildly by your penis.
You get more of a thrill if somebody thinks that's you.
Yeah. I mean, I can be anything I want to be on my phone, Kimmy, if
that's
I have
true.
The right photo. Hmm.
But and I kind of, I thought the thrill came from exposing yourself.
No, I get it. In this kid's head,
it's okay.
She thinks it's me.
All right.
Yeah, the only penis I've ever seen on a phone was the dude's penis, his crank.
What? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Pat knows him. Yeah, you do.
It's just weird.
You can look away if you want, Pat.
It's just weird. That you said it like that.
I know.
I said it like what?
Of all the phones I've seen, penises I've seen.
Well, I've only seen one, but it was the dude.
Are you sure?
How do you know?
You know what? I'm not. But I think it was.
He's the type of guy who would find someone else's penis.
But it was very amateur. Like, if I was going to do...
Well, yeah, you would find... But if you're searching for a dong pic, you would look for the most realistic...
Oh, I'm going to get good
amateur
lighting.
Amateur one.
And girth. I mean, I went the whole thing.
But then it makes it obvious that it's not your penis.
I'm just flashing it. I.
Yeah. By the way, Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram, General Dong, worst choice for a dish at a Chinese restaurant.
Not for some guys. And ladies, too.
But past the phone versus the physical penis. Again, we have the second story of a indecent exposure at a Dollar General in our area. This time, it's a 25-year-old who police say took out his phone and showed a picture of his genitals to an employee there. He was arrested. What is going on at the Dollar General?
Yeah, why is it that particular store?
And it's, by the way, it's not one particular.
This is a second
a different
location.
Dollar General. But that's two stories in 3 weeks. That could just be a coincidence. But there, I would argue,
what's that?
There is something about the Dollar General that could lead to more creeps than the average grocery store.
Why they attracted them.
The business plan of a Dollar General is to open up in underserved areas where there is no competition.
Mm-hmm.
Inner city locations are common, where there are food deserts, and extremely rural locations where there's literally nothing else around for miles. Both of these Dollar Genital incidents happened at rural Dollar General.
So you think it's a country thing, showing your country thing.
Are there more creeps in the middle of nowhere?
Well, you know, loneliness maybe, isolation, down on the farm.
I mean, could that isolation lead to men wanting to show off their cranks because there aren't a lot of people to show them to? I'm being serious when I ask this.
That's a theory, and I have another theory. I like your theory. That's a good one.
Okay, thank you.
There's no porn stores anymore. There's no a lot of adult bookstores and video stores anymore. Like, there used to be a ton in town.
Okay.
Where guys could go look at stuff, go in the back room, watch stuff, and do these things.
Yeah. Crank.
Yes. But...
There's nowhere to go?
There's nowhere to go anymore. So I'm thinking a lot of these pervs that used to hang out in adult bookstores and shops that watch videos on site, now are doing this.
Okay, but the 25-year-old wouldn't have lived in that world.
True,
but the old cats for sure.
Okay.
And he could have heard that back from his grandpappy.
Great.
I remember when I started out, we had a buddy booth, and that was a buddy, son.
Every Dollar General I've been to, I have another theory. There's only like one person at the register most of the time.
Yeah,
like, so there's only one line usually.
That's the big knock on Dollar General is they intentionally underemploy their stores to save money.
So okay. I guess like because this kid showed it to the person working in the register.
Said an employee.
Oh, okay. So I guess I just assumed it was somebody
could
at the register, but maybe there's not a lot of people around.
Oh, okay.
So you don't feel like
bold.
You're gonna get caught. I don't know.
Okay. There is one other thing that's kind of making me scratch my head here.
What's that?
We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Sabby writes us. She says, I hope it wasn't the same person who got flashed twice with the Dollar General dunk. Two different Dollar General locations. Yeah. So different victims in the story here. Mm. Troy writes us. AI can do wonders to enhance the appeal of a crank. Tommy's would have a cigar with bourbon in it. 30 years ago, this story made sense. Going into the Dollar General in an isolated rural area because there aren't a lot of places to show yourself off. You're not meeting a lot of people, right? But now, we just had that discussion about OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There are 1,000 places online where if you really wanted to, you could post your penis and not get in trouble. Yes, like those places are looking for it. And the 59-year-old guy living an old school life, maybe he is unaware of these things.
Yeah, didn't get to know that exists.
But the 25-year-old, he has grown up with technology, hence the alleged phone.
Just Google something, kid.
Look, you don't have anyone online where you can anywhere you can send that penis pic to, because we can share some sites with you. If you need help, we're happy to make sure nobody else gets an unintentional dong pic in their face.
All right.
I don't know. Like to the folks that live out in rural areas, 252 WCMF. Do you feel like there is a higher creep per capita where you live as opposed to the city or the suburb? Because, again, it wouldn't be more creeps. It would be more creep per capita.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Higher percentage based on population.
Mm.
Right?
Well, maybe because of... you never think of, like, there would be a difference between city creeping and country creeping.
Well, I mean, look. If you have more things to occupy your time...
Well, I was saying isolated and loneliness.
Like, I mean, hell, just rush hour traffic would keep you from being a creep.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Like... Running into your neighbors would keep you from being a creep. The longer lines at the grocery store, although this did happen at a grocery store, so I take that.
Yeah, but
you
got time to think maybe in the country and ponder.
Pondering on your
palm on your pud. Pud pondering.
Like, you know, I'm always I find these stories fascinating that there are men that get excited by doing this.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, do these incidents come from sexual frustration? And I'm not arguing that makes it okay. Obviously it's not.
Well, I always think it's a perversion.
Okay, I get it. But I'm saying if you have someone to show it to.
This guy may have. Both of these guys could have significant others, but they've lost interest.
It's possible.
Right?
It's possible. But I would love to see a study. If men can't meet someone, which would be harder to do out in rural areas, is that a catalyst to set off some weird chain of events that sets your brain in motion that this is something that gets you excited?
Yeah, because loneliness can take you down weird roads.
Okay.
You know, because then you're just alone with your thoughts.
Okay.
That could be it.
It could also be as simple, we could be overthinking it, like...
Just a perv.
Well, guys believing what they see in porn, too.
Yeah,
because there are those porns where it's like, get away from me, and it's like, oh, check this out. Oh, my God!
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a very good one.
Like, women make it very clear. They don't want to see your penis.
No.
Right?
They don't want to see your body.
And it rarely happens the other way around. Let's talk about that. How many stories in the 15 years of doing this show have we had where a woman flashed her genitals at an unsuspecting man?
Yeah.
Like, this is strictly...
And he got appalled and called the police.
It's strictly a guy crime.
Yes, it is.
But that's strange, too.
Mm-hmm.
But men are more sexually aggressive than women. So that would make sense that they would think or do that more than women.
Hold on. Are men more sexually aggressive? Or is the way that our society has been set up for the last 150 years, it only allows men to be sexually
aggressive? But that's how you're taught. I mean, that's learned behavior, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm asking. Maybe women would be... No, okay, I guess...
We need more sexually aggressive women.
That's not what
I'm... gals.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop talking. Go ahead, Kimmy.
No, wait, I was just going to say, like, me. I feel like I know... I feel like most women have a story of a rogue dong in the wild.
They've had something exposed.
Like either they saw it or somebody exposed themselves. I don't know any dudes that have a story about a woman doing that.
Yeah.
To your point. Like you were saying, I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
Did
you
say a woman would aggressively...
Guys don't report it. Is that what you were saying?
No, I mean, that's another thing. Maybe it is happening and guys just don't say anything.
But I'm saying, like, do you know any guys who that's actually happening
to?
No,
I was arguing that it does not happen.
It doesn't seem to happen.
I was saying I don't think it happens.
Yeah.
Would expose herself to you.
But, I mean, it's fascinating. There are women that murder people. There are women that steal. There are women that assault. Like,
commit crimes, too.
Yes, almost every other crime. You can point to 15 stories where a woman has done that crime.
Yeah.
This is one of the few, right?
It's where they draw the line.
All right, well, I guess...
I'll murder you, but I ain't showing you crap.
Next time you're at a Dollar General, keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you are hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. These will be Tommy's first picks in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I have told you multiple times this morning, I have
over... You feeling good.
No, that's not what I was going to tell
you. Feeling real good.
I have over a dozen messages from listeners over the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple people want us to stop doing the segment because they think you're jinxing the build.
Well, I thought they feel like about the whole show that way, really.
They are asking me to encourage you to not pick the Bills on Sunday, because every time you pick the Bills, bad things happen.
Yeah, but I've got some – I got the inside, baby.
What?
I got the inside track.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, experts. Guy running his mouth every day. Let me tell you, relax. This is the way it's going to be. Pump the brakes. The house is not on fire. Don't fire Sean McDermott.
Why would you fire Sean McDermott?
No, but you always defend Sean McDermott.
They're 8-4.
Right. I'm saying this is you. This is I get all my information from you.
Shut up. There are some experts, et cetera, et cetera. Can we just hit the damn button? Let's get this over with.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready, Patrick.
Over, under.
Over or under. Okay, very good. I got it.
2.5 passing touchdowns for Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow.
Pretty boy.
If there was one
with
play-
his soft hands.
If there was one player that gives this Bills defense fits, even more so than Patrick Mahomes, it's Joe Burrow. He, for whatever reason, knows how to play against this Bills defense. In two games against the Bills, not including the DeMar Hamlin game that was stopped,
yeah,
he has thrown for just under 600 yards passing, and he's thrown for two touchdowns in each game. He has also never, ever thrown an interception against the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
Even more alarming, he had a pretty decent day on Thanksgiving, his first game back after being out for weeks with that injury. 261 yards, two touchdowns on last Thursday against the Ravens. Tommy, does this Bills defense finally have a way to solve their Joe Burrow problem?
You're saying they're banged up.
The defense is, yes.
Yeah. Or, you don't even know who's going to be out there.
Or is Joe Burrow one of those players that will just have Buffalo's number forever, over under 2.5 touchdown passes for Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow?
So we don't know who's going to be on the field.
Defense,
the defense.
Wise, no.
Crapshoot.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow's pretty good.
Look, I'll say this. It doesn't look like Joey Bosa's going to play.
Mm. Yeah, he's out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And pretty boy with his manicured nails.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think he gets it. I'm going to take the under.
I'm going to say this again.
I'm going to say it again.
He is old.
Isn't it here?
Look, it would be the most.
Going to have some time to throw, I think.
It would be. Well, their offensive line is also awful. That's why he got hurt in the first place. I don't even know how to pick this game, Kimmy, because, like, every strength. Every weakness of one team is the weakness of another
team.
Okay,
so it's a wash.
Well, maybe.
But if it's a wash, then I'm going to go with the Bills.
No, but if it's a wash, it doesn't mean that the Bills are going to be able to succeed.
No. I mean, it's a crapshoot, like anything in life, you know.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
Oh, my God, I hate you so much.
To be clear.
You are under.
Under.
2.5 touchdown passes.
Pretty boy.
For Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for your second pick?
I think so.
Over under.
Over under.
100 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
Wait, under 100?
Over or under? How do you not know how this bid works, stupid?
I'm processing, Pat, processing.
James Cook's coming off a career day. He is having a career year.
He is stomping down everybody.
He is second in the league in rushing. He's just 54 yards behind Colts' Jonathan Taylor for the most rushing yards in the NFL. He also has the most 100-yard rushing games this year in the NFL with 7. And the news keeps getting better. This Bengals defense is not good.
They're horrible.
But their biggest weakness is their run defense.
Oh, come on, man.
Only the Giants have a worse run D in the NFL this year. The Cincinnati Bengals are giving up 153 rushing yards a game. You know how bad the Bills' rush defense has been this year? The Bengals is worse.
Right.
So this seems like an easy pick, right?
It's going to be ball control.
Easy pick. Easy pick.
Wrong. But
there is a statistical trend over the last 15 years.
What's that?
That shows running backs who carry the ball 30 times or more in a game have a drop-off the week after.
Ooh.
And Cook carried the ball 32 times on Sunday.
Why would they have a drop-off?
Because your legs are tired.
Well, you got a whole week to rest. That's the dumbest goddamn stat I ever heard.
I'm telling you.
He ain't running every damn day.
It's not an opinion.
Yes, it's a statistical.
You can wipe yourself with that stat.
So you don't think that running James Cook, because they ran him a ton against the Steelers.
That's what he's paid to do.
I understand.
Yeah, Josh threw the ball a lot. His arms hurt.
You're paid to be funny, and we get one of those a week. One, if we're lucky. Then you got to rest up your funny bone. Over under 100 yards rushing for Bills running back James Cook.
Oh, he's going to be running around like a madman.
God damn it.
He's going to tear it up. It's going to be a joke out there.
You don't think that the Bengals are going to be looking for that up front? Like, that's what they're the most prepared for at this point?
They can't stop them. They're going to be prepare all you want.
I mean, if you watched the Steelers game last week, I think the Bengals kind of know what's coming.
But the Steelers knew
what was
coming.
Couldn't stop them.
I mean, look, the Bills.
They set a record in that stadium.
I don't think the Steelers knew the Bills were going to run it that much.
Okay, but
I mean, they ran the same play over and over
again. But I think that kind of goes to Tommy's point.
It's a swinging door, man.
The Bills ran the same play 26 times, and they couldn't stop it.
Right.
Sure.
So you are over. My concern more is what James Cook had to do last week versus what he's got left in the tank for this week. That's my concern.
He didn't get beat up in that game.
You get hit every play.
It wasn't like he didn't get like throttled. Like, I mean, general tackling should not be exhausted from that 7 days later.
It's weird you bring that up because general tackling, one of the worst World War II generals.
Well, he couldn't get his arms around Hitler.
Tommy tells it like it is. Bengals edition here on a Football
Friday.
Is
he over or under?
He's over.
Oh,
you're over? Okay.
Yeah, he's
over. Just checking. Just checking.
Tommy is over 2.5 passing touchdowns for Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. He is over 100 rushing yards for Bills running back James Cook. Are you ready for your third pick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Over under.
Yeah.
1.5 an interception for Josh Allen. It's been a trend recently.
Yeah, he's been bad.
He's thrown at least one interception in each of his last four starts, and that's after only throwing four interceptions in his first four games. In fact, there was a stat they showed, again, in the Steelers game. It's been a roller coaster of he's not turning the ball over, oh my God, he stopped turning the ball over, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And here's where it gets worse.
What's that?
Josh has played the Bengals three times in his career, not including the DeMar game. He is 1-2. The only game he won was when Joe Burrow was not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But in every game he has played the Bengals, he has thrown an interception.
Yeah, but he's got to clean that up. Because you can tell how bad it affects him.
Yeah, and he keeps doing it.
I understand.
Last week, opening drive, against a team that had a terrible pass defense.
So what's wrong with the boy?
I don't know.
He's got to clean it up.
With all that being said, Kimmy brought it up earlier this week. The Bills are playing games you don't expect. The ones that you are nervous about, they go out and handle no problem. It's the walkover teams that have been giving the Bills trouble.
But you don't know what team is on the field.
Well, but here's the thing. The same may be able to be said for Josh and his turnovers. Like, you know, he's thrown a pick in every game against the Bengals. Maybe because this NFL season is so stupid and backwards now, this is the one game where he goes in and protects the ball over the last month and a half.
All right.
Over under 1/2 an interception for Josh Allen.
I got to think, if you're running Cooksey that much, he's not going to have to throw that much.
They ran him 32 times last week, and Josh Allen threw an interception. Oh, my God. Oh,
my God. Listen.
And by the way.
Listen, so it's going to be the same thing this week that happened last week.
Here's the thing.
It's going to happen this week.
Here's the thing.
That's the way life works. The sun goes up, the sun goes down.
Wait a minute. That's what you're counting on with your James Cook pick, that the same thing that happened last week is going to happen this week.
Different person.
Why are you doing that with your hand?
I don't know. Putting forward.
Oh, my God. No.
Forward pass.
Here's the thing. I give you all this information. You don't listen. You lose the picks. And then you're like, nobody told me.
Yeah, and Danger is in here to straighten you ass out.
Shut up, man.
I got Lady Danger this week.
His picks are just as bad
as
your
picks
are. No,
He's going to clean it up. I don't think he throws an interception this week. I think he cleans it up. He's got to. Okay.
No, he doesn't have
to. Yes, he has
to. You want him to.
You're paying this guy $250 million a year.
Again.
You better get your crap
together. Again, they're paying you to be entertaining, not happening.
Oh, so you're sending him to Josh Allen of the break room.
No. That Josh Allen behind you is the Josh Allen of the break room. The Bills are 5.5-point favorites.
What is he? What did he
take? I'm sorry. Just to be clear, you are...
He's not going to throw a pick.
You're under.
Okay.
1/2 an interception.
No turnovers.
I just want to make sure we are as clear as possible.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
No interceptions.
The Bills are 5.5-point favorites at home against the Bengals.
Make this so difficult.
The Bengals may be without their best pass rusher in Trey Hendrickson. Looks like it's trending that way.
Yeah.
But the Bills looks like they're going to be without their best pass rusher in Joey Bosa. No word on whether Dalton Kincaid can go. It looks like wide receiver Josh Palmer will again be out. He has not practiced at all this week. We also don't know what the status will be for both of the Bills' starting offensive tackles.
Oh, dear God.
You saw A.J. Epenesa's now.
A.J. Epenesa is, yeah, so who's going to rush the passer, period?
I don't know.
Who?
Maybe I'll give him a call.
Who?
Keep in mind, and this is a very important statistic.
Okay, let's settle down here.
We had a lot of fun back then.
let's get serious.
When favored at home this year,
yeah,
the Bills have only covered the spread one time.
One time.
And that was against the Buccaneers. They are not covering the spread consistently at home.
Yeah.
Tommy, do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
Well, I am taking the Bills to win.
Okay.
Based on previous conversations in the break room that...
Oh, no, he's because trying... No, you can't pin this.
Because
no, you're not going to try and pin this on me.
Because how this league has been going this year, the Bills will win this game.
Okay. You do not pin this on me. I gave you my
I just said previous conversation. We were all talking. Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
And we had listeners calling. And
nobody calls.
We're talking about
show sucks. Nobody wants to
oily fans and
oily fans. You say
and vagina pictures and everything else. We had many conversations.
Just to be clear, these are your picks.
Yes.
Oh, I absolutely stand behind the break room picks by the break room.
So
I do think the Bills will win.
Okay.
And I do think that they will cover those 6 points.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if we're looking farther afield, I do think the Bills will have this game in hand. I don't think it's going to be a close game
based
in the end.
Based on what?
Based on my personal feelings and conversations we've had previously in the break room.
Based on his picks.
On experts that have contributed to the show.
So what are you saying?
I think they will win by at least 10 points.
Which makes that...
Well, that makes that... what is it, Cincinnati? Is it the Crescent City?
Queen City.
Queen City. Maybe a Queen City blowout.
You could have went with Bengals. It could have been a Bengal blowout.
Could have been a Bengal blowout.
It's better alliteration. You're a professional broadcaster.
Could have been a Skyline Chili blowout.
Okay, just to recap everything real quick so I can go a little faster. Shut up. The Bills are... Tommy is under 2.5 passing touchdowns for Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. He is over 100 rushing yards for Bills running back James Cook. He is under 1.5 an interception for Josh Allen. He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the 5.5, and he has them winning in a blowout.
Yeah, yeah.
Danger's on the road this week, so he will not be able
to
join
us. Mike Danger.
No Mike Danger.
Okay.
Kimmy will be picking in Danger's place.
Lady Danger.
That's right. Dangerous Lady Kimmy. Mm. But we will have
who's that?
You know, our tried and true anchor of the show.
Well, who are we getting? We don't know. Much like the Bengals. Yeah. Who's going to come in?
From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
RD.
Yep, he will be
not so fast, buddy. I think Joe Burrow is going to flop out of this game.
Okay.
I think his game is going to suck.
Yeah.
I think he's going to I think he's going to have his worst performance of the season. And I think at the end of this game, when he's on the sidelines with his head in his hands, that dude's going to be openly crying because he's a soft-handed pretty boy. Mr. Manicured Nails is going to be weeping openly because he's going to have his worst game of the season.
They're not going to have anyone to get to him. He's going to cry about what?
That's why it's so frustrating.
Well, Javon Solomon's going to make him cry?
How do you know?
You don't even know who that is.
I don't know.
I could have just made that name up.
I don't know if Jamar knows who he is.
Not even the name I said.
I bet that's so Jamar. That's my bonus pick. He gets his ass handed.
Your bonus pick was he's crying.
He will cry.
Okay.
I mean, openly cry.
Not from injury or anything, but from purely
You know what? I am fine with tears, period. Right. I'm fine with any kind of tears.
Your bonus pick is Joe Burrow's.
He's
going to
be crying like his idol
television.
Elton John behind the piano at Lady Di's funeral.
Okay.
Goodbye, Orchard Park. All right. You're an idiot.
Oh, wait and see, buddy. And by the way, you should be wanting my
picks. People are livid.
I know.
Peter writes us on Instagram.
People wrote Tom Pete just wrote us. I hate Tommy. They lost. Cancel the bet. He just drinks it. Jake said, Jim writes, Tommy is risking his life in all caps. All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
We'll find out what fat version of a Cincinnati icon Ryan comes in as just after 9 o'clock here. Recap of those picks on CMF.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.